You know, there was a time in my life where I was fairly convinced that I wouldn't be lying on my back, staring out of a porthole into the black abyss of space, hoping that one of the shadows moving above me doesn't turn in my direction. Maybe it is a bit of morbid imagery, but what can I say? I think the situation calls for it. How's the power down going? Good. Keeping the basics of life support on, so that means breathable air. What's gonna happen? Is it gonna get cold in here?
No?
How's that work? Oh. Shit. I was hoping that you were gonna say... I would rather that it was gonna get cold in here. How long will it take for the engine to cool down all the way? Oh, of course. So in other words, we're stuck in here with an overheating hyperdrive. That even though it's off, isn't going to stop overheating for quite a while. And there's nothing to keep the ship cool. Yes, I prefer it to the cell we were in. No. I'm not a fan in general. Help me down from up here. Because the ladder is still short. Come on. Oh. Shimmy. Catch me. Yeah, catch me. 1, 2, 3. My hero. What, no kiss? I keep a light heart because what the hell else am I gonna do? You're a wonderful human being, love. No, but I get it. It's a dour situation. Yeah. I guess I was right the first time on that, but it is better than where we were. I mean, could have gone worse. Busting out of an Imperial prison, snatching a ship. Not a bad one either. I've seen worse cargo haulers. And making a break for the stars. Lucky there was an asteroid belt to hide him, really. Powering down, playing it safe, and waiting for the patrol to move on. It's not a bad plan, if I do say so myself. Picked up the trick from Skorellians a couple of years ago. The trick is to not fall asleep on the console and accidentally turn the ship back on while you're waiting for everything to blow over. Well, ain't that just the kicker? There really isn't much to do, especially with all the systems off.
No. Do not turn the artificial gravity off. I realize that might be tempting from a safety point of view of wanting to make sure that the ship's using as little power as possible, but your body needs gravity more than you probably realize.
I don't know, let me have a look. Can't really see much out of this porthole.
How far away do you think the system's sun is? Looks further. I mean, like, I'm not going blind looking at it. It's more just like a hot spot in my vision. So that's something, I guess.
No, I can't hear it. I tell you, the day that I get on a starship that can power down in less than a minute... the day that I maybe start abiding by Imperial law. No, I just mean it's never gonna fucking happen.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't like it either. Like, the creaking of metal is not the best sound at the best of times, but when it's a bunch of tin can walls between you and the cold void of space, it's even less encouraging than usual. Well, thank you. I do think it was a smooth move, and you're pretty light on your feet yourself. Oh, no, I mean it. I've never seen someone more quick-witted. Took me wrong, a lot of planning went into what we did, but the improvisation on your part was sublime.
I don't know. Stormtroopers are a funny bunch. Fearsome reputation and all that, but I don't know. Seems a bop to the front of the helmet and they're on their ass in 5 seconds, you know? I'm not saying you didn't hit him hard, but he was wearing a helmet, and he didn't even twitch, you know? It was funny. And, though you accuse me of being overly chipper, you've been buzzing since we got out of there. I'm not gonna whisper. They can't hear us. Seriously, come on. Really. That Star Destroyer is... It's further away than it looks. They can't see us. The ship's grey. The asteroid is grey. There's nothing here for them to see. We're in a belt. Ooh, that rock looks like it has a shinier speck than the other 8,000 rocks immediately around it. Of course I'm smiling. Of course I'm happy. Of course I am fucking buzzing, and you are too. Hopped up on adrenaline and feral friggin' need to do and go, and I don't know what I'm saying. No, I didn't mean that though. The lightning energy of what we have at the Mo can only last so long. We'll be in filling time mode after this. Well, the last time I pulled this trick, it was over a day. We put them on high alert. The guy in charge of that prison is going to be embarrassed. His boss is going to be on his ass, down his neck. That means every system, including this one, in 1,000 light year radius, is going to be combed relentlessly. With any luck, though, they won't find shit. I completely agree. No. Just calming down. Just letting myself feel the silence and trying to ignore the groaning of the ship. Wishing I had some kind of distraction. I'd take a sabacc table, even though I swore that I was going to give up gambling. What about you? Any vices? Anything that you wish you had to kill the time? Anything to make you feel less anxious, right? Yeah, well, two people in a confined space, what are they going to do? We had a couple of close moments in that cell. Thought they were going to separate us once or twice. Pretty sure the whole idea of being in prison is that you're meant to be, you know, oppressed, miserable, not in good company. Very good company, yeah. You and I have gone through a lot of shit together. You and I have gone through a lot of shit in general, to be honest.
Maybe this is the galaxy's way of telling us that we should make the best of a good thing when we have the opportunity. I am being blunt. Very blunt. More than I usually would. If that's a bad decision, I don't want to make a good one. So how about it? You, me, confined and rapidly heating up, enclosed space. A day or more of our time to kill. And an anxious buzzing energy to accompany it all. What will we get up to? Okay. I was about to say something. Of all the places I expected your hand to go, that wasn't one of them. You didn't strike me as the eager type. Well, as I happily pointed out, we were in a prison cell together for a month and you never made a move. I know we were being watched, but that amps some people up, you know?
For a reason? No, actually, reason. Yeah,
I know you slid your hand up my shirt like it's the most casual thing in the world. I'm still taken by surprise, is all. What are you gonna do? Press me up against the glass? Just me? And an inch of clear between the cold, deadly void and your vulnerable form? Yeah, that's something, doesn't it?
Okay, I can get on top for a second.
What I said earlier about falling asleep on the console and accidentally tying the ship back on, I think we're about to do the opposite of that, but with the same result. So, take me by the collar, and escort me to the break. I'm in the crew quarters. Come on then, you. Look, hon. There are precious few people who can say they've done it. Or strapped to the side of an asteroid. There are plenty of people who can say that they've done it while being pushed through the doors of their quarters, however, onto a bed that is barely theirs. We're bringing a classic into a shining new frontier. Doesn't that excite you? Not as much as that does, as it turns out. Gently holding me by the neck and jaw. Like... Oh, fuck. Hun. Yeah, I am hard. Whatever gave you that notion? Riding me? What did you take my comment about briefly getting on top earlier to heart? Am I not going to get that opportunity again? What can I say? I can't quite find it in me to complain. You're tight against my fingers. Always a pleasant feeling. You get in there. Start to show someone a good time. Feel them tighten up around you. I feel like I barely need to do a thing with you. You're wet and ready to go, aren't you, honey? I figured. Hun, I have known you were anything but innocent right from the moment that we started. Got me on my back. Not a bad start. Curls tossed all over the place. Shirt done away with. Let's not fuck about, huh? Oh, fuck. You ride me like this is a damn rodeo. Want my own air of wild animal. And then your head, huh? One of the prettier ones, I hope. On. Pet. Fucking love. You have a magnificent way of brushing past formality, you know that? What can I say? You pressing down close to me, bringing your face up to mine. Snogging me. Well, you still keep your hips moving. What can I say? That's a special experience. Moving my hand down to your plot. Gently touching at the sensitive spot while you ride me. I swear neither of us has even had a chance to sleep in this bed. Hell of a way to break it in. Do you think that whatever Imperial scout that was last using this on a couple of day-long mission thought that this was the next time it'd get broken in? Do you think that would have given our bed punt with his one Imperial regulation orgasm session some excitement? Yeah, just as tight on me now as you were when I put a finger inside of you. I'm far from disappointed, Anna. I'm enjoying every up and down motion that you're giving me. Every little tension-breaking thrust. Glad we waited till now. I don't think I would have quite liked the exhibitionism of doing it in that cell. My turn on top. Let me brush the hair out of your eyes. There we go. You know, you have quite magnificent eyes. No, they have this spark to them. Hey, my little partner in crime. I'm allowed a soft moment here or there. I'm only human. You have a way with your body, the same way you have a way with words. What a stereotype's accurate. Would you have charmed your way out of any situation with any kind of girl? Am I being seduced right now? No, of course I am. One way or another, right? Don't you think on it.
Don't you think on it for 1 minute. Just buckle down. Grab the bed sheets. Let your nails dig through that cheap military grade cloth. Tighten up around me. Moan into the void of space and give me the exact sound that I want. Damn, you are so fucking perfect. Feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Done it. Fucking, yeah. Right, down to the last second. Going to any, and fucking, it is fucking, I don't know, okay, with me, that's it, my good fucking, oh fuck, shocking, No, I'm glad. The last thing I would have wanted to do would be forced to wait until we had a more romantic seclusion. I'm glad you didn't hold off. I'm glad you didn't feel like we had to wait for a more opportune moment. As far as I'm concerned, we never would have had one. Magical, darling. Forceful, even. Now I reckon, we wait. Let's see if we can fill our time with a little more light entertainment to make the minutes pass even smoother.